Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is a Thursday. I don't know where the days are going. I don't know where the months are going. I don't know where the week is gone. It is Thursday, the 10th of November, and it is moving so fast. It is true. You know, when I was a kid, my grandparents told me, the older you get, the faster time goes. When you're a kid, just a summer, you know, a summer off from school, playing baseball every day and hanging out and picking up pretty girls, I swear to God, a summer takes like a year. And then when you get older, a summer goes by in a snap of a finger. And so it just seems like it was July yesterday. The election is over. The Republican Party is a failure, a complete failure. It is so disappointing what just happened. I must have at least 3,000-4,000 emails in the last few days that all say the same thing. What's the point of voting? It's all rigged. It's all stolen. It's all fixed against the people. This is what they wanted. Do you understand? This was their goal. Their goal was to demoralize us. It doesn't matter what the people think. We don't ever get our way. That is the agenda of the Democrat Party, and it's the agenda of the rhinos who run the Republican establishment. Right now, I'm not only angry at the communists who stole the election again, I'm angry at the idiots who let them get away with it. It's McDaniel, Rona McDaniel Romney. It is McConnell. It is McCarthy. They're a bunch of mixed, and I don't mean Irishmen. I'm not discussing their Irishness or not. I'm discussing their first names all begin with MC. The mixed are losers. The mixed are a danger to our democracy. The mixed, McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel of the Republican Party are a danger to our ability to survive as a party and as a nation. They all have to be replaced. They've got to be fired and replaced. Quote Wayne Root, the three MICs, you know, they're really MCs, but we'll say mix as an MIC, so it sounds a little nicer. I'm not discussing their Irish ancestry. I'm discussing McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel are all losers and traitors to the Republican cause. They wouldn't know an election was stolen if their life depended on it for one of two reasons. Number one, they're complete morons, and they have no clue what's going on around them. They're weak-willed cowards and morons, clueless. Or number two, they're in on the steal. The three mix have got to go. McCarthy, McConnell, McDaniel have got to go. They're a disaster for our country, our party, our beliefs, America First, MAGA, Trump warriors, all the above. Making America great again is the antithesis of what McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel stand for. They're losers. The election was stolen, and they have no clue, or they hate Trump so much they sacrificed the Republican Party's biggest victory, should have been in decades, maybe forever. They sacrificed it all so that all the Trump candidates possibly could lose, as many as possible could lose, and so that Trump would be forced to not run for president or would look weak and lose to a DeSantis in the primary. They hate their own MAGA supporters and voters, or they just can't admit that an election's stolen. They're nice guys, and nice guys finish last. Either way, they can't be in leadership anymore. We got to get rid of McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel. They're no good. All right? So that's point one. Point one. Number two, before I forget, because I'm going to go on a rant now about the election, but I might forget otherwise. I got to say this right now. I wanted to do it at the top of the show, but I got so excited about getting rid of McDaniel, McConnell, and McCarthy that I forgot to say happy 247th birthday to the United States Marines. Today is the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marines, founded in 1775. Hoorah! That was even before America won her independence in 1776. The Second Continental Congress created two battalions of Continental Marines. And so the Marines are the greatest group of people in this world. They care about the United States. They care about the citizens of this country. They're not in it to get rich. There's no one who ever joins the Marines to get rich. They're not in it for themselves. They're in it for their country and their families and the honor of being a United States Marine. Hoorah! Thanks to all of you. Okay. So I got that out of the way, and I got out of the way my absolute rant against the three MCs, McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel, three traitors to the Republican cause, in my opinion, or three very weak people that just need to go. Either way, got to get rid of the group that you might call the mix, the McCarthys, the McConnells, and the McDaniels. Nothing to do with, and nothing at all to do with any Irish ancestry. I don't want anyone to ever say anything bad about that. I grew up in an Italian-Irish neighborhood, so nothing against that. But boy, these three are losers and they got to go. Worst thing could ever happen to our party. Now, let's talk about how Democrats stole the election. I was going to write the column this morning. I ran out of time. I was running around. I had to go to a bank and open a major business corporate account. And that took an hour and a half of my time and eat up my morning. And then my printer broke. And that prints all my stories for the show. So I had to go out and buy two printers. And the store near me said, we don't have any printers. But they looked it up and there were printers in a store a half hour away. So I drove a half hour and got the two printers. Called up my guy who installs them. Got them to my house, my home office, and got them installed. And all of that up my entire morning. So I never wrote this commentary, but I'll tell you the key points I'm about to write. Here is how Democrats stole the election. And I made a lot of key points. Number one, you've been gaslighted. The same people that told you the vaccines were safe, the same people that told you the last election was fine and dandy and nothing wrong with it, and you're an election denier if you think it's been stolen in 2020, those same people that said there was a Russian collusion that elected Trump in 2016, those same people that complained about the Ukraine phone call, the perfect Ukraine phone call, and tried to impeach Trump over that, the same people that try and tell you that Trump coming down the escalator was the worst thing that ever happened to America, the same people that buried the Hunter Biden laptop story, the same people that lie and deceive and destroy and kill and murder and rampage across this country every single day in the name of corporate profits, those same people are trying to convince you now that this election has not been stolen. There's very little in the media about anyone even mentioning it's been stolen. It was stolen the exact same way. This election was rigged and stolen just like 2020. They've gaslighted you. So that's number one. You've been gaslighted. Number two, the polls. Doesn't anybody think it's strange that every poll in the country, including the liberal ones that oversampled Democrats, all said that this was going to be a Republican red landslide, verging from a wave to actually a tsunami? Aren't you just a little bit, don't you find it a little bit strange that they all agreed it was a landslide, and there was no landslide? Don't you think something funny happened? How about the number three, the history of midterms? In the history of midterms, never has any party in power not had a bad first midterm. The party in power and the president in power never has a good first midterm. The average one, I believe, is 28. You gain 28 seats, the party out of power, should have been the Republicans, and you literally gain 4 to 5 Senate seats. That's an average one. Without an economy like this, without a president who's brain dead, without candidates like Fetterman that are brain damaged, how against that environment, with the inflation where it is, and the stock market down so much, real estate down so much in the last 2 years since Biden became president, how in that environment is this the first time in history that the party in power didn't have a bad midterm? Does anyone find that strange? You don't think that suggests it's a stolen midterm? You got to be kidding me. It turns out, I saw today, it's the best result ever by an incumbent president in his first midterm. You don't smell a rat? How about 75% of all the voters, 75% said the country's going in the wrong direction, and they voted for the Democrats? How about the exit polls at CNN? The exit polls show we gained among blacks, we gained among Latinos, we gained among women, we gained among young people, we gained among everybody. And that meant that we would not do well in the midterms? Does that make any sense to anybody? Does it? Does it make sense that Florida can count 7 million votes in one night in a couple of hours and be done and wrap it up and put a bow on it, and we win in a landslide in a state that's heavily protected against voter fraud, and you need voter ID to vote, and you can't get mail-in ballots sent to every person without proving who you are, and we win that state by a landslide? But you don't find it funny that in all the other states where they don't require any of that, we lost, and it didn't match the polls, and it didn't match the CNN exit polls, and it didn't match the economy and the inflation and the open borders and the crime? Really? Really? In states like Nevada and Arizona, it takes a week to 2 weeks to count smaller amounts of votes than Florida counts in one night in a matter of hours? You don't find that funny? You don't think they're counting until they can steal the election from Carrie Lake and Adam Laxalt? Are you kidding me? You think it's normal that John Fetterman was elected, a brain-damaged man was elected? This guy is so weird, he belongs behind a cage in a zoo. A cage in a zoo is where Fetterman belongs, where we can watch him and laugh at him. Mommy, look at that man. He can't speak two sentences. He wears a hoodie and shorts to go vote for his election as a United States Senator. He's got tattoos up and down his arms, a hoodie and shorts, and he's now your United States Senator. If you don't think this smells rancid, you're a complete freaking idiot. And I believe me, if it wasn't radio, I'd use a different word than freaking. You're a complete freaking idiot, moron, clueless fool. This election was rigged and stolen, and it was done the same way the last one was, primarily. There were other reasons, but primarily it's mail-in ballots in Democrat states and also in battleground states. Mail-in ballots. Democrats send in fake mail-in ballots, as many as they need to win an election. And this time, instead of doing it in the middle of the night, they did it slowly during the day. So that by the time it got to night, nobody was looking for, oh, this is going to take days. Oh, my God, it's going to take months. Oh, my God, they're going to steal it in the middle of the night. They fooled us. They fooled us. They made a quick move, and they did it in broad daylight in the middle of the day. Wayne Alaroot for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Alaroot here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Arizona's Maricopa County to take until early next week to process 400,000 ballots. Florida processed 7 million in a couple of hours, and they were done for the night. But Maricopa, which is Phoenix, they need about a week to stick a knife in the back of Carrie Lake. Maricopa County now admits over 30% of polling locations were affected by machine failures, but they want us to believe only 17,000 ballots were transported for tabulation. I mean, the whole thing's a joke. Sheriff's deputies surround Maricopa County Tabulation Center, perched on the roof on barricades and a fence set up around the perimeter. That's where they're counting the votes. They've got sheriff deputies with assault rifles protecting the center to count votes. See, in the middle of the night when they want to bring something at 3 a.m., in 2020, there was no defense of any kind. Anybody could pull up and do whatever they wanted when it was to steal a race from Republicans. But when Democrats own the apparatus, they're in charge of the elections in Phoenix, and they want to steal an election, they get 24-hour police protection with automatic weapons and assault rifles. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? U.S. consumers will be spending much less money this holiday season because many of them are completely tapped out. Right? Completely tapped out. Isn't that a reason why they would all turn around and vote Democrat? Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this show. The media calls me the King of Las Vegas. I moved to Nevada 24 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. Best move I ever made. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection. Right here in the USA, Nevada is like the Monte Carlo of America with zero taxes, and it's like the Switzerland of America with asset protection and anonymity. If you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada limited liability company or LLC is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws, and by the way, with this election, more than ever, you need to move your assets to Nevada. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes, and you don't have to live here. You can have a business anywhere in the United States, but set up, excuse me, you can live anywhere in the United States, but you can set up your business here in Nevada. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends in Nevada corporate headquarters. They've done it for 30 years, over 14,000 reviews, and a five-star rating. Nevada corporate headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWAR.com. That's NevadaWAR, W-A-R.com. They got that domain name just for my fans. Nevada WAR stands for Nevada Wayne Allyn Root. And they will send you a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and assets and how and why and what happens with a Nevada LLC. NevadaWAR.com. Check it out. It's free. Free guide. Free report. Cost you nothing. NevadaWAR.com. So a few more stories I wanted to read you. Just an example of liberals. These are the people that just did well the other night. Again, it's not like they want a landslide. It's just that they kept our landslide from being what we all know was a massive Republican red tsunami. They cheated and they rigged and they took away the greatest night we should have ever had. And instead, it was an even Steven night. We're still going to take the House, although that's still not 100% certain, but it looks like it. But we're probably not going to get the Senate because I believe they're stealing Laxalt's seat as we speak right now, right here. They are stealing Adam Laxalt's Senate seat as we speak. And yes, as far as I'm concerned, it's his Senate seat. He won the race on election night. And as the mail-in ballots come in, he stall it, they stall it, they stall it. They count them slowly. They barely come out with something at night, and it's a lousy few thousand votes. Like it took all day to count a few thousand votes. They can count 7 million in one night in Florida. You know why? Because they're adding in ballots. Do you understand? If you said to me, we know exactly how many ballots came in, we have to count 12,168, and we'll give you the answer tomorrow. I could live with that. Then you'd know that you can't lose because Adam was ahead by 18,000, and there's only 12,168. But when they tell you you can count ballots as long as they're postmarked on Election Day Tuesday, you can count them till Saturday, and the post office keeps dropping off 10,000, 20,000 a day, that means you don't know how many are coming. That means they could add thousands, and you'd never know the difference. They add the amount they need to win. Little by little, they're defeating all our candidates, and when they defeat Nevada's Senate candidate, Adam Laxalt, they take the entire United States Senate away from us. Do you understand that? It'll be a 50-50 tie at best, even if Herschel Walker wins his runoff, if Adam doesn't win. And if it's a 50-50 tie, that means Kamala breaks the tie. And so Democrats control the Senate, which is where you have your judicial nominations. And these are the people that call themselves Democrats. The star of the office, his name is Rain Wilson. And he changes his name for climate change. He's now Rainfall Heatwave Extreme Winter Wilson. I'm not kidding you. NBC's The Office star Rain Wilson announced he has changed his name in order to draw attention to global warming and climate change and will henceforth be known as Rainfall Heatwave Extreme Winter Wilson. Mentally ill nincompoops. Total losers that you'd laugh at, that you'd beat up if you were in high school. You'd beat the crap out of him because he's such a loser and a wimp. And the SOB has changed his name in the name of climate change and global warming that doesn't exist. What a fumbling fool. What a jerk. I won't even say the rest. You know exactly what I'm thinking. Wayne Allyn Root will be back in a second. Great guest, Jim Marchant. We'll be right back.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey,
Through the Root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Engineered Tax Services is the sponsor of this show. Engineered Tax Services is all about small business, small, medium-sized business, mom-and-pop business, retail store type of business. Can you hear me, Chris? Oh, it sounded like for some reason I was cut off there for a minute. Okay, no problem. Just wanted to make sure we heard each other. Without Chris O'Sullivan in my ear, let me tell you something. You couldn't do this show. Thank you, Chris. You are the best. So if you own a small or medium-sized business, you don't want to pay huge taxes to Uncle Sam. What if you could save a little bit of money? What if you could save a lot of money? What if you could save a ton of money? Well, my friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, and his team includes attorneys, accountants, engineers, and scientists. They comb through the tax code to find you lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations that you can apply legally in can apply to your taxes for your small business, your mom-and-pop business, your retail store. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for small business for decades. They minimize your tax liabilities and maximize your wealth. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. All right, my guest is here, and for those of you around the country who don't know him, in Nevada everyone knows him, but around the country, Jim Marchant, the Republican candidate for Nevada Secretary of State. Steve Bannon certainly feels he's one of the most important candidates in America, and Wayne Root has always known that, but he's a secret weapon kind of people like Steve Bannon who are more national than they are in Nevada, and Jim Marchant is the guy that would have and could have and still could straighten out the mess of the Nevada voting system that I think is a complete nightmare. I think it's incompetence mixed with rigging, mixed with stealing, mixed with, all kinds of bad intent. And we just don't get a fair shake here in Nevada. We need a Jim Marchant, a Secretary of State. Jim Marchant, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you? Thanks for having me again.
Yes, and so, you know, I'm having you, but I'm scared to even ask the question because I know you're up in the Secretary of State's race. You're winning at the moment, but just by like 1,000 votes. And it's like a slow, painful death. They keep stealing and rigging and a few more mail-in ballots every day, and soon you'll be down by 1,000, and then you can't make it back. And that is yep. A slow drip, drip, drip of death, and I think it's all rigged elections. So where are you? You tell me where you're at.
It's all by design, and yeah, I'm about 2,000, just slightly less than 2,000 up, and we still have probably around 50,000 ballots to go here in Nevada, and you know, the information we're getting out of the ROV, the registrar's office there, so is not clear at all, and it's hard to determine what the numbers really are. He says, oh, we got 50,000 to go. We don't know, you know, really a whole lot from where. So it's hard to determine, you know, how to do any calculations on this. So, around the state, we've heard that we got 50,000 up in Washoe also. But that number changes and they're not giving out accurate information up there. And so that's all by design, Wayne. So like you said, it's a rigged thing and, it's a slow drip. And, you know, they said that one of the arguments against me becoming Secretary of State and implementing a fair and transparent election with a ballot, paper ballot system with anti-counterfeit measures hand counted on a precinct level basis was that, oh, there's no way you could count that and have the numbers by the end of the night. Well, they're not doing so well either, are they?
Right. No, in every state where they've got machines, it's slow. Can someone explain to me how you can hand count quicker than machines can count? Does that make any sense in America? Why do you get the machines then? Here's a million-dollar question for you, Jim Marchant. If Florida can count 7 million ballots in a couple of hours and win big landslide for Republicans and say we're done for the night, how come Nevada and Arizona take weeks to count 50,000 or 100,000? What the hell is going on?
Well, they're rigging it. That's the problem. They have to inject chaos into the system and to create smoke and mirrors so nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's by design because they have to figure out how many votes they need. And that's how they do it. And we know that. And they know we know it. And they don't care because there are no remedies for us on our side to fix this system except electing me as Secretary of State. And they are not going to allow that to happen.
They can't allow them. They can't allow Laxalt. You know, I think they're going to let Lombardo. Lombardo will get the win, in my opinion. Laxalt will not, because they can't have the United States Senate in the hands of Republicans, and he'd be the key vote. And they can't have the Secretary of State's office of either Arizona or Nevada in the hands of a Jim Marchant, MAGA, America First, honest type guy. So, you know,
exactly. I'm the leader of the coalition around the country, and they cannot have me in there, because we will begin to implement a fair and transparent election system all over the country. They cannot afford that. They are going to do everything they can to make sure that I don't get elected, and I believe they're going to do the same to keep Adam from getting elected, because they need that Senate seat.
Right. So, you know, first of all, Adam Laxalt, in my opinion, made a terrible mistake. He put out a tweet. I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. It was yesterday, Wednesday. So it had to be yesterday. It wasn't election day.
Right.
It was yesterday. He put out a tweet, and the tweet said, I'm up by X votes. I think it was 18,000 and change. And even if Masto got 65% of all the remaining mail-ins, I would still beat her. That's what he said in his tweet. And I remember thinking, once he does that, now they're going to set it at 70. Right? In other words, 65%, she can't beat me. Well, who says she's not going to get 80? They'll set it at whatever number they need to win. As a matter of fact, if he said she needs more than 65, they'll set it at 66. So she gets exactly 66, and that's what she needs. And she'll win by 100 votes, and they'll claim, see, if we really cheated, we'd win by 500,000 votes. We wouldn't win by 500. But this is what they do, right?
Yeah, well, they didn't need him to tell them that. They know exactly where they're at. They know exactly what they need, and they know exactly how they're going to get it. So that's the problem. And, where is the RNC, in helping us here?
Exactly.
In Nevada and Arizona,
Do you know how I opened the show,
Jim? Crickets, totally absent.
Jim, do you know how I opened the show? I said, we got to get rid of McConnell, got to get rid of McCarthy, and got to get rid of McDaniel, Roman McDaniel.
Exactly.
Those three have done more damage.
100%
agree. Oh, terrible. Terrible damage to the GOP. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the expert at the ballots, and I'm not. Okay, you understand exactly. I'm just a gut instinct guy who has some, I'm not like Mike Lindell or you or Jovan Pulitzer, but I'm a guy who gets the idea that it's definitely being stolen from us. So in my mind, number one, if you banned mail-in ballots, you can't get them unless, what does Florida do? You have to have a witness that it's you. You have to come yourself and get it physically. Right. You have to show your ID. If you basically banned it like Florida did, we'd win every election. So they're never going to let us, they won't let us ban it. So if you have to have them, at least if you had voter ID and you made all the ballots could only be counted if they came on election day, you couldn't keep getting them for 4 days. To me, that's how they steal elections. So then tell me if I'm right or not. If you had voter ID, you couldn't put fake ballots in, but without voter ID, you can make up tons of ballots and claim you're all dead people and people who moved and a person who doesn't exist in this state. And then second of all, if you allow ballots to keep coming in for 4 or 5 or 6 days after an election, and they know the number they need to beat your head by 50, right? They make up as many fake ballots as they need for as many days they need to beat you. Those are the two ways I believe they steal elections the most.
That's exactly right. You hit it right on the head. So I don't even need to comment any more on that. That's exactly right. So
there you go. Mike Lindell says
that's what we have to change.
Mike Lindell,
the Democrats here in Nevada have made cheating legal by passing laws that allow them to do things like ballot harvest and put up these 300 lock boxes all over the county and then stuff them. I mean, at most places it's illegal to stuff ballot boxes, but here it's legal.
Right.
So, we just have to get good at the game also. And that's what we need to do as Republicans, what I want to do is work to reverse those laws. We have to get back to single day voting. I know that's not popular, but it's going to cut down on the opportunity to manipulate the system. We've got to clean our voter rolls. I mean, that's a huge opportunity for manipulation through bad voter rolls. So we've got to vote with paper ballots with any counterfeit measures. We got to vote on a precinct level basis. We've got to hand count them on a precinct level basis, and we can get it done in a matter of hours if we do this. And it will be totally transparent. Everybody will be at the table. There could be no doubt, like what's happening right now in Nye County. I was over there this morning. They're doing the first hand count in America that is going to do a true audit of the election machines, the first time ever.
Wow.
And it's happening in Nye County right now.
But you do realize, Jim.
100 people in there counting.
Jim, you got to realize, because you want to do all these wonderful things, and I love you, and I think you're great, and I want you elected, that's why they can never let you get elected. They've got to rig it against you. They can't let people like Jim Marchant win. So then they fix the system and rig it so you can't win, and the next person that gets in is one of their paid lackeys, and make sure it never happens. And this is what's happening to America. They're stealing the country, Jim. They're robbing us. They're stealing Nevada, and they're stealing the country. It's scary.
Yep.
It's sad. It's disastrous. It's tragic. Jim Marchant, Republican candidate, Nevada Secretary of State, at the moment, still 2 days after the election, leading for Secretary of State. But Jim and I both agree he won't be leading by Saturday. It's very sad. It's very tragic. Jim, we love you. We appreciate you. And I hope, you know, by some stroke of miracle or God, that you are Secretary of State come next Tuesday. But this is all a travesty. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
How sad. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, welcome back to the show. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Go Get Capital. And Go Get Capital is a great precious metals company. I mean, you saw what gold did today. Let me actually get you the exact number. Let me go to Fox Business right now and get you the exact number. Gold today soared over 2%, which was, I believe, it was over $40 an ounce. It was just massive, massive. Gold is just fabulous. And then aftermarket, it climbed dramatically as well. So it's just been a big day for gold and silver. Silver advanced 3.1% today. So big day for precious metals. Central bankers probably added a ton more gold. I know so far this year, central banks have added well over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. Those are the smartest people in the world, central bankers. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 of free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now at 855-770-GOLD, 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 or go to goldgatecapital.com. So, look, I believe the election was stolen. I believe the election was rigged. I believe it's clearly rigged in Arizona and Nevada. You're watching them slowly steal the election, as I always say they do, and they're doing it. I don't know how we allow them to do it. You know, look, let me give you a little mea culpa here. I'm Wayne Allen Root, right? I'm the conservative warrior. My job is to be a talk show host. The definition of a talk show host is to be Paul Revere. You know, the enemy is coming. The enemy is coming. I can only warn you. My job is not to lead the army. I'm the guy who tells you the enemy is coming. Paul Revere saved us by saying, they're coming. The British are coming. The British are coming. But Paul Revere was not the one who led the army and beat them. George Washington did that. My job is to tell you all the bad things going on, point out what politicians, Republican leaders can do to stop it. But my job is not to be the one who stops it. I can't get voter ID in Nevada. That's not my job. I could just warn you, we've got to get voter ID. I can't stop mail-in ballots. I could just warn you that when you count them 5 days after election, that's how you put in fake ballots enough until you've got enough to beat the guy's lead. That's how you beat him. That's how you have massive fraud. But I can't stop that. Only Republican leaders can stop it. McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniel, that's who's got to stop this stuff. And so all I can do is continue to be Paul Revere and tell you about it. But I'm not, and urge people to take action and get people excited. That's what I do. I motivate people. I get you excited. I keep you winning. I keep you feeling like on top of the world. I keep you optimistic. I give you hope. That's my job. I make it exciting. I make it entertaining. That's my job. But I'm not the one who's going to get the actual dirty in the ditches work done. Right? That's got to be the Republican leaders, and they're doing nothing, nothing. No matter what we tell them, no matter what warnings I give them, no matter what solutions I give them, they do absolutely nothing. Zero. Doesn't matter elections are rigged. They don't care. They're in on the rigging, I'm sure. Right? You know, it can't be a coincidence that, first of all, the day after the election, every single media outlet in the world said it's Trump's fault that they didn't win big and Trump should be fired. Trump should no longer be allowed to, like, as if someone allows you to run for president. Trump can announce that he's going to run for president. No one could stop him. But they wanted you, you know, they wanted him to step down. They wanted him to move away, walk away from the GOP. Everybody says that on the same day, in the last 48 hours, the entire world has said move away from Trump. And Trump, you should step down and get away from the GOP. You're hurting the party. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. It's corporatism at its worst, or maybe you should say at its finest. These people are all in on the fix. They're all in on the rig, and so it makes me believe that this was a communist and communist China, communist American and communist China, combined with the media, combined with Silicon Valley social media, combined with the Democrat Party, combined with the Republican establishment, the rhinos. That's who got together and said, let's defeat all these good rhino, bring in all the rhinos, let them win, and let all the Democrats win, but let's defeat all the good MAGA candidates that we can, make it really difficult. Some of them will still win, a few will get through. You know, maybe Carrie Lake will win in the end, but they're making it real hard for her to win. Maybe Adam Laxalt will win, but they're sure making it hard for him to win. And let's let the rhinos who get along with us, a few of them can win, but let's just destroy the MAGA movement. And then, you know, China will give us all lots of money. These guys are all on the take. They're all bribed. They hate us. They couldn't care less about us. We're like the rabble that they send, you know, in the first wave to die of cannon fire. That's what we are to them. They don't give a crap about us, you know? I've often thought, you know, how great it would be to be a general. You send the boys to die, and you sit back, and you got manservants, and people lighting your cigars, and people cleaning your toilet bowls at a beautiful palace. Well, you order the troops to die, you know, to go into battle headlong and to fight the vicious wars, mano mano, not only shooting each other and blowing each other's brains out, but up front, up close action with bayonets, and they're killing each other with bayonets in the foxholes and screaming for their mothers as they lay dying. And you, the general, you get to hang out in some palace somewhere with someone lighting your cigars and serving you food on a French beautiful tray. And it's really unbelievable. That's the people in Washington. That's McCarthy. That's McConnell. That's Rona McDaniel. Those are those people. Do you understand? We're the cannon fodder. I ain't no U.S. Senator's son. Neither are you. We're the cannon fodder for these people. Really is embarrassing. The GOP establishment is just as bad as the Democrats.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bible.